Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
This episode of The Sharon Tapes was made possible by our supporters on SceneSpark. Toby Mills, Lucy Mason, Carolina Breckel, and Tom and Jess. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $5 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA live streams. Before we get started, this episode contains elements of pyrophobia, character injury, existential dread, depictions of the aftermath of a disaster, despair, character separation, and screams. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
Within this glorious realm, and know that there are only two paths placed before you, perdition or paradise. Know my mercies and live, or scorn my gifts and... Bring them to me.
Isn't it beating?
My lord?
What is it, servant?
I trust the ceremony went well?
Indeed. The thief was dispatched of, and what was stolen recovered.
I see. The wound is looking much better, my lord.
Then I'm sure you won't mind changing the dressings again, once you've prepared my supper and drawn my bath.
Of course, God King. I live to serve you.
And don't you forget it. You're dismissed, Michaels. Why? Why did Bailey's wounds heal the moment he was out of that lake, but mine just keep getting worse.
I told you before, Edgar. Kiske, suos, patimer, manes.
Each of us bears his own hell. I'm aware. And I thought I told you to stop haunting my halls.
If you could send me away as easily as you dismiss your servants, Edgar, then I would not be here at all. You trapped me in your labyrinth when you pulled this city into the dark. My presence is the price you pay for your ascension. Every king needs his fool, after all. Edgar! You really need to work on that temper. It's gotten worse since you've stopped needing to hide it behind civility.
Leave me be, Spirit. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, but Edgar. That's the best time for jokes. Here's one of my favorites. What do you call a police chief who fancies himself God, but can't even heal his own wounds?
Don't.
Or, better yet, what does that same God do when he accidentally drags an entire city into the void and can't figure out how to bring it back on his own?
Listen here, fool.
Oh, yes. A fool's fool indeed. I knew you'd get it in the end. Oh, come now. Don't be a spoiled sport. You know I'm right.
I just want you to know that if it was within my power, I would cast you into the deepest, darkest corner of the source and feed you to the Guardian myself. And I promise you, I'd sleep better at night for it.
Oh, I'm sure you would. But alas, you cannot risk another journey to that place. Not now that the Guardian has your scent. I'm sure it would be only too happy to get revenge on you for chaining it, now that it's free.
Not for much longer. My power grows every time the boundaries expand, and soon I'll be more powerful than you could ever imagine.
And how much of your own power does it take to keep the bubble growing? To create enough of your officers to keep the city in check? To trap all these poor souls in their mistakes for their own purification? You know, if you wanted to hide the fact that you couldn't actually loop time properly, you could have just left them alone. It's not like any of this is healing your wounds.
I'll find a way. I haven't come this far just to die because some bitch decided to blow herself up and take me with them.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Just need to make sure Sam and Ned stay far, far away from here so they can't see just how far you've fallen. If they thought you were vulnerable, they might actually put up a fight.
My lord, your supper is prepared.
Go on, Edgar. Keep up your strength. You're going to need it.
Why don't you go find someone else to haunt?
My lord, who are you talking to?
Tell them you're seeing ghosts now. I'm sure that will go over great with the servants.
No one, Michaels. No one at all.
Sam Bailey, personal investigation. Date and time unknown. We believe it's only been one loop since Ned and I returned from our exploration of the city, but it's impossible to know for sure. I'm still feeling the aftershocks of whatever happened to Nagashore, and Kate, Ren, and I are on our way to investigate. Although Ren's asleep at the moment, since it's still a bit early for them.
What? Are we there already?
Not yet, Ren. Still a ways to go. We're only a few miles out of Oz, though.
I was just making some notes, Ren. Sorry I woke you up.
No, it's fine. I'm not that tired anyways. Seen anything yet?
Not yet. I just wanted to get something recorded in case, the loop resets on us.
Yeah, good call. Where's Ned?
He stayed behind with everyone at the house, remember? I think he wanted to talk to Bill and Rob about something.
Plus, well, based on what we saw in the city, it seems like wherever we go is shielded from Morrison's senses somehow. He should be able to keep the house hidden while we're gone.
Wonder why that is. Kate? Kate, stop the car!
What's wrong?
Look!
Holy shit.
Is that...
It's all over! Observation post. It's all gone.
Was it... did Morrison do this?
He knew about Issa. Maybe he thought they'd be a threat somehow.
Maybe not. They had a gas generator as a backup. Maybe something went wrong with it. Maybe some of them got away in time.
Where would they go, though? They couldn't escape the bubble, could they? Ren, what are you doing?
I need to find the black box. If anyone made it out of here, it'll be caught on the recordings. We'll know who to look for.
Ren, we don't have time to
Sam.
Go looking for... Where would it be?
It should be around here somewhere. This was where they were setting up central observation.
Okay. Kate?
I'm on it.
Right here. They would have it buried in the center of the room. That's standard procedure.
Hold on. Look at the blast marks.
They all come from, what direction is that? West?
From the far side of the camp. Right.
That's where they kept the generators. Maybe it wasn't Morrison.
Maybe not. But look, if the explosion was powerful enough to destroy the whole site, then... probably blew everything away from the center of the blast, meaning...
Meaning central observation was probably further that way before.
Here it is! I've got it!
Nice work, Detective Bailey.
Depends what he finds in those recordings.
Got it. I don't think I'll be able to open it until we get back to Jerry's, though. Don't have the tools.
That's okay, Ren. We still have a long drive ahead of us.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Is that a rubber chicken?
Amongst other things. Morrison won't be happy about litter in his perfect little kingdom.
How far are we from the city?
Must be at least 50 miles going by the odometer. Why?
I just didn't think anyone was living that far out of Oslo anymore.
They aren't. This comes from outside.
Outside? This is...
The barrier. The edge of Morrison's domain. Hackett Shore is just beyond it. I can feel it now.
Sam! Sam, don't get too close. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Me too. I think something's wrong.
It's the barrier. It's making you feel that way. Trying to keep anyone from crossing it without Morrison's permission. But the lake... The lake is holding it back, keeping it from expanding any further. For now.
Sam!
Hey! Oh! Was that Kate?
Sam, look!
Oh shit, I almost just walked into that, didn't I?
Yeah. Maybe just take it easy with the spooky scents while we're out here.
Yeah, good call. I think the lake is trying to call me back.
Could we even cross it, though? It looks like all this stuff made it through from the other side okay, so...
I don't think so. It feels like a one-way barrier. I'm guessing if we tried to get across, we'd get reset to the start of the loop like before. Or worse.
Who even put all this stuff here? There's nobody left in Hackett Shore, is there?
Not since the flood.
Hey, look at this.
Hold on, I can feel more of what's going on with the lake now that we're closer. Kate, can you make sure...
Yep, I've got you. I'll shake you out of it if I need to.
Thanks. The waters of the lake are still now. Still and undisturbed as they have been since the child of Hackett Shore last plunged into the dark below. For a time, the land throve as the green and living world was restored, breaking concrete and steel and asphalt. But now they are disturbed. Now those waters grow restless once more. A darkness is coming and the source is hidden from our eyes. It closes around our shores, but we fight it with all the might of the waters which birth these waters. But it will not be enough. And now a human has returned, a single human caught between the dark and the water and waiting for an answer. She cast something into our depths and we consumed it. Cold and metal, but burning with rage and blood. A tool that is a weapon that is a message for those who might understand. Hammer?
It's Maria. It has to be.
Maria?
She's okay. She's in Hackett Shore. She must have realized what happened to us and came looking.
But why would she throw her hammer in the lake unless it... Unless she knew I would feel it and she was trying to get a signal through the barrier. She must have figured out something we need to know.
I don't think it's the rubber chicken, do you?
Oh, no, probably not. Look for paper, tapes, flash drives, anything that might have a message for us.
Holy shit. Sam, Kate, I think I've got something.
Is that?
It definitely looks like a page from the manuscript. And look.
A tape. Of course.
And a message. Play me. That's Maria's handwriting, all right.
Do you have your recorder, Kate? Mine's still running.
Yeah, got it. Let me see the tape. Anna? Here, Maria. I can hear you.
Holy shit, she figured it out.
That's... Oh my god. Anna.
No, no, it's not. At least... Not completely.
How do you know that?
I can feel her through the tape. Like I could feel Anna through hers sometimes, except
it's
stronger here. It's not her, but it... It comes from her. It's almost like... She's been pressed into the tape as well. I wonder if...
Anna? Who's there? I can't see very well like this.
It's me, Anna. It's Kate. Kate and Ren. And I don't know if you know him, but he's the detective who's been looking for you.
Bailey, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, thank God. I was worried someone else might have found the tape before you got here.
And what are we, chopped liver?
I didn't mean it like that, Kate. I'm glad you're here, too.
Don't bother, Kate. I'm guessing it's some kind of projection. A copy of the Anna Maria talked to. She's not actually her.
Good to know you haven't lost your concern for my well-being, Ren.
Oh, come on, guys. We don't have time for this. Anna, why did Maria send you through the barrier?
Well, I don't think she really knew she was sending me through, to be honest. But reality is already being bent out of shape here, so... It's easier for me to manifest. And enough of me got pressed into the tape and the manuscript for me to hold on. But just barely.
But what is it that you need us to know so badly? Why did you send the manuscript through the veil in the first place?
Well, that was Amy's idea. But you need to know how to find me.
But I already saw you in the source. You told me it wasn't the right time then. What's changed?
Happened yet. But I'll just tell you what I told Maria. The well is the key, Bailey. You need to reach it, and soon.
We know that already, Anna. We couldn't find it anywhere in Iowa, and it hasn't shown up again since I saw it.
Yes, it has. You just can't reach it yet. Oh, God. Worse knows I'm here.
But where is it, Anna? Where is the well?
It's in Agate Shore, Kate.
What?
Listen to me very carefully, Bailey. Morrison's meddling with time drew the well's attention. On the other side of the veil, there's a creature called the Guardian that hunts down and destroys people and objects that fall through the veil. The well is its counterpart on this side. It finds points where time and space have been broken and draws the paradoxes into the source to be consumed. And when Morrison pulled Oslo out of time...
The well showed up to remove people's memories of the city, like it removed any signs of Amy's existence from history.
Only here, it wasn't a single person whose timeline was broken. It was an entire city and the 12,000 people who lived here. 12,000 lives pulled out of history, with hundreds of thousands of people whose lives touched theirs. The well couldn't do it alone, so it co-opted a place of power as a vessel. A place I think you're very familiar with.
Where? Are you saying that the lake and the well are...
One and the same. And that means the lake is now a direct line to the source. Morrison's kept you from crossing the veil and escaping until now. But the lake? He could hardly keep you two apart if he tried.
But barrier. The lake's on the other side of it, and we can't get through. We already tried that. We just got zapped back to Jerry's house.
I don't know how. You must have managed it somehow. You'll figure out a way.
Fucking causal loops. Do you know how frustrating it is to keep being told that things have to happen because they've already happened? That doesn't make it any easier to figure out what we're supposed
Wait,
to do,
Sam,
you know?
Remember what Amanita told you about the barrier?
What, that it's expanding.
And you said that Agate Shore is just on the other side here, right? If Maria signaled us now, that must mean it's nearly time.
But if we wait until Morrison's bubble reaches the lake, then he'll be able to see us. He'll know what you're trying to do. Even if you manage to save Anna, you'll just come back to an army of those faceless officer things waiting for you.
Oh!
Anna, what's happening?
It's Morrison. He's doing something to me. Trying to stop me from talking.
Can't you protect her, Sam?
I can try, but she's already barely here. There's only so much I can do.
Listen, I don't have much time. This tape has been here for more than a day, and he didn't do anything about it until I started talking. He isn't aware of everything that happens in his domain, not all at once. If you can keep him distracted while Sam enters the lake, it'll buy you a window. Maybe not for very long, but hopefully it's enough to stop him.
Stop him? How can we stop him, Anna? What do we need to do?
This! All of this! Everything he's built, he's only been able to do it because time is already broken. Until the loop is closed, there's nothing stopping him from expanding his domain until he has control of the entire world. Close the loop!
And he'll lose his power. Oslo will go back to normal.
I don't know, maybe. But at the very least, he'll be vulnerable and you can actually kill him. Ow! I'm sorry. Hold on any longer. The rest is up to you.
Hold on, Anna.
Good luck.
Anna.
Can you get her back?
I'm sorry, Kate, but there's no trace for her in there. It's just a recording now.
Well, a recording's better than nothing. At least until we get her back.
Try, Kate, but she still didn't say how I was supposed to find her. It was hard enough finding Bill and Rob when they were already in the source, and that was with both me and Ned looking. I need to find Anna in one specific point, in one specific timeline, and pull her out of history. And I don't even have a guide. How am I supposed to save her if I can't even find her?
What choice do we have, though? I mean, it's already happened, hasn't it?
The Sharon Tapes, episode 95, That Some End Might Be. Starring Mike Kennedy as Edgar Morrison, Brad Colebrook as Commissary Michaels, Sox Whitmore as The Possessed, Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Sam Taylor as Ren Park, Virginia Spots as Kate Sheridan, and Aaron Neely Jaconis as Anna Sheridan, with original music by Jesse Hogan. Written by Van Winkle and produced by Virginia Spots, with dialogue editing and sound design by Van Winkle. Visit thesharontapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, and connect with us on Twitter at @SharonTapes and on Instagram at @TheSharonTapes. I'm Van Winkle.
And I'm Virginia.
This is Homestead on the Corner.
And you're listening to
The Sharon Tapes.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.